The Griff Report is back, baby, and it starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
He's the one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep, Hotep, Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, yeah, that's
I was
good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, depending on where you are in the world. Welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep, Hotep, Hotep Jesus?
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is the Hotep brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
What's happening, y'all? We made it. Happy Monday. Happy Easter and all of that good stuff. For some of you, you may not be aware. I must make you aware. The Easter Bunny ain't no bitch. Okay? Easter Bunny ain't no bitch. Here's our promo for this weekend. Easter Bunny ain't no bitch. Shout out to menofwater.com. Shout out to the squad, the team, making this dream possible. 50% off Apex. Apex, the price is lowered. You can go take advantage. And you can still apply the discount code. You can still apply the discount code. That's the great part about it. Discount promo code Griff Report. Hit the link in the description box below. And take advantage. Take advantage of now, because tonight I'm going to change the price. And I don't want to hear any excuses. Go get your Apex. Apex is a wonderful product because it just makes you feel a little bit more manly, or a lot a bit more manly. Your wife's going to thank you. The ladies in your life are going to thank you, you know, for obvious reasons. But I just want to be clear. This isn't for the sloth and the slouch and the sluggish. This is for the active men, men that actually use their brain and use their body, men that actually hit the gym. The rest of you bums, don't touch this shit. Do not buy Apex. If you don't plan on lifting some iron, because I don't want your shitty ass review talking about you didn't feel nothing. You didn't feel nothing because you didn't get off the couch, you bitch.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Get your bitch ass off the couch. Go to the gym. Work out and take Apex. This is great for muscle recovery and muscle growth, as well as stabilizing your testosterone levels. Now, I can say if you're not active, you may get a benefit of some testosterone balancing in your body, hormonal balancing. Women as well can experience hormonal balancing from this product because it's all natural, right? This is not made by man. This is made by God. We have all natural ingredients. There's nothing that went through a lab process to get here. I mean, chopped up some herbs and put it in this capsule. Real easy and simple, okay? No, Don Day, I have not argued with anyone yet. Shout out to Protocol. Shout out to Lauren in the chat. Patna fam. Renee Vogel in the chat, I see y'all. Federales, I see you. What's going on with my rumblers? Who's over on Rumble Rumbling? What up, K? Shout out to K in the chat. Alright, where are we starting today? We might as well just start off with the bitch assness on the timeline. We might as well just start there. Hold on. Let's pull this up. Let's just start right here with the festivities, and then we'll get into some more important topics. Let's listen to this. This is in regard to Biden and his Trans Day of Visibility proclamation, which has triggered red whites nationally, maybe internationally, who knows. Let's see.
So the criticism over the Transgender Day of Visibility, the White House said that the president wouldn't have used his faith for political purposes. Does the president think that's what Republicans are doing?
look, just a couple of things, and really so surprised by the misinformation that's been out there around this, and I want to be very clear. Every year for the past several years, on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility is marked. And as we know, for folks who understand the calendar and how it works, Easter falls on different Sundays, right, every year. And this year it happened to coincide with Transgender Visibility Day. And so that is the simple fact. That is what has happened. That is where we are. And I do want to say a couple of things because I think it's important here. As you just stated in your questions, what we've been hearing out there, a lot of misinformation done on purpose. And as a Christian who celebrates Easter with family, President Biden stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedoms of every American. Now, sadly, and it's not surprising, right? It is actually unsurprising that politicians are seeking to divide and weaken our country with cruel, hateful, and dishonest rhetoric. It is dishonest what we have heard the past 24 hours. It is untrue what we heard over the weekend.
Yo, is this what you was occupying yourself with over the weekend? I hope not. I hope you weren't occupying yourself with this bullshit. So RNC research here says, Karine Jean-Pierre says, it's misinformation that Biden declared Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility. She's lying. And unfortunately, again, here I am having to do the unthinkable, which is defend the Democrats, which is just, it's a bad day for the red whites when I have to defend the Republic, when I have to defend a Democrat. Because of the fact of the matter is, Biden did not declare Easter Sunday as Trans Day of Visibility. He did not declare it. There was no declaration. There was a proclamation, but there was no declaration. Okay? And I responded in a thread here, and I said, nah, she's right. Easter is on 420 next year. So I guess it's the stoner's turn to be triggered. LOL. So stoners next year, y'all got to celebrate. You're going to have to celebrate with the tea people. Now, let's take a look at something. I want to type in, when is Easter? Okay, I'm going to type in, when is Easter? It's just, you know, again, for the kids, right? People may not know. And also reminders, right? For the people who may have forgotten. So, here we go. So Easter is the first Sunday after the full moon that occurs on or after the spring equinox. So again, we covered this Friday. We're dealing with celestial events. Celestial events. It says here, if the full moon falls on a Sunday, then Easter is the next Sunday. So again, we're dealing with the spring equinox. We're dealing with full moons. Why? Why? Anybody can tell me why? I don't know why. Jabari said Easter was before Passover this year for the first time in a while. Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, this is a hotel, brother.
Why? Why did they choose spring equinox, full moon? Who made that decision? Is this the doing of Constantine, or is it somebody else? Let's go back. Hold on. I think I had more to say about this. I hope I don't have more to say about this. I got so much stuff for y'all today. I got so much stuff for you today. We ain't even going to get to all of it. I got a nice grift bag for y'all today. Very enriching. You know you didn't come here to hear about tea people. You know you didn't come here to hear about tea people. You know you came to the greatest show on earth to be fulfilled with gems. Gems, 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 gems. You know? All right, let me conclude this topic. How do we want to conclude this topic? Well, let's begin with the proclamation, right? So technically what happened was, the left woke up in the morning, or they pre-planned it, and they said, hey, guess what? you know, what happens on Sunday? And they were like, what? Easter happens to fall on the same day as trans visibility. And then they started doing the hand rub. Don't you anti-Semites get started. They started the hand rub and they said, you know what? We're going to have Biden do something for us. They grabbed Biden. They threw together a ChatGPT speech for him. The truth of the matter is Trans Day of Visibility was created in 2009. 2 + 9 = 11. So there's some manifesting here going on with the placement. Anyway, enough numerology. So this is a thing. It's been around for a while now, blah, 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 blah. But the left, understanding that the red whites are one part reactionary, one part grifting, right? So let's go to the first lesson of the day. As a matter of fact, let's just hop right into the lesson. Let's pull this up. Where is it? Hold on a second. Let me pull this up. So a little bit of wisdom. I said wisdom is knowing how to balance your fucks given. As you become wiser, you begin to recognize what deserves your attention / care and what does not. Be wise, my friend. Okay. Then later on in this morning, I said we need a national silence of the left day. And that's where right-wing influencers go a whole day without posting something about the left.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
A whole day without posting something about the left. Is that not Mission Impossible? I wish I had the Mission Impossible music so I could play it right now. This is the issue. This is the issue. The reactionary right, the red whites, fall into two categories. And one of them happens to be reactionary, where they wake up in the morning and they go, oh, left. Oh, God of the left, please do something today so I have something to talk about. If the left did not exist, these people wouldn't have a damn thing to talk about.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
You know what they'd be doing? They'd be sharing pictures of their guns and their dogs. That's what they'd be doing.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
That's what they would be doing. They'd be sharing pictures of their dogs and guns. And that's all they should be doing. I'd rather see that. I'd rather see pictures of your guns and your little dirty dogs than to fucking wake up and see T people on my timeline every day. Every day I wake up, I check the timeline to catch up on the news. What do I see? T people on the timeline. T people on the timeline. It's much bigger fish to fry. Now, you know when the left get grifty, what that means, right? When the left get grifty, what does that mean? It's the perfect time to move under the cover, right? So this topic is the thing that provides cover. This story is providing cover while other things go on in the background. So the question may be, Hotep Jesus, what is it that's going on in the world that we should be paying attention to? And that's exactly why you watch the Griff Report. I'm going to bring it up on your screen right now. Bing, bang, bow. There it is. Big brain shit. We starting the day off big brain shit. I got a lot of shit for you. I got a lot of things for you today. Look at what this says. Has the G20 agreed to launch a global CBDC? What? Huh? G20 nations talking about a global CBDC. Let's take a look at it. It appears that the Federal Reserve Bank, Bank of England, Reserve Bank of India, and Australia are all on board initially. That does raise questions as the People's Bank of China is missing. But it does raise the prospect of a true competitor to Bitcoin. This is fake news. It is not a competitor to Bitcoin. Bitcoin is not money. Bitcoin is digital gold. Please get that through your thick skull. And all the people that try to tell you Bitcoin is money are grifters.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
They're called Bitcoin Maxis, and they're grifters, and they're here to convince you that Bitcoin is money. Bitcoin is not money. It's a reserve asset. Okay? And if anybody wants to debate that, I'll call Jag to debate that. I'm not debating that shit. And he says that is such a weird thing to say, as Bitcoin is not run by a central bank, but I guess that's the point, right? And so this is something to keep an eye out on, right? G20 nations. Now, what's even bigger is, look at this. SEC investigates Federal Reserve for market manipulation. Gary Gensler announces SEC launching a formal investigation of the Federal Reserve for market manipulation. Now, it's April Fool's. I'm like, there's no way this is real. There's no way this is real. I'm like, is this BitcoinMagazine.com trolling us? Let's take a look at it. SEC Chair Gary Gensler has announced that the SEC will be formally launching an investigation into the Federal Reserve for manipulating equity and cryptocurrency markets. Gensler stated, every couple of weeks, when I check Zero Hedge headlines, I see an article about Powell manipulating markets. It would seem that he's engaging in classic market manipulation by influencing securities pricing with his announcements regarding monetary policy. Wow. Wow. And this is true, and I've said this in the past. It's just, the markets run off of emotion, so all you need is a headline to move pricing. Everybody knows this. Market manipulation, according to BitcoinMagazine.com, is practiced by central banks, practiced by all central banks. But this is the first time that a central bank has been the focus of scrutiny of a regulatory agency for blatantly manipulating markets. While it is unlikely that the SEC will pursue formal charges, there could be a change in Fed policy due to the pressures from the SEC. Okay. Now, this could be a situation where they want to get ahead of it, blah, 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 before somebody else takes the Federal Reserve to court. That's my guess. Like, hey, let's take our buddies to the court so to look like we're doing our job here and nobody else steps up. You see what I'm saying? The XRP army has taken the investigation to mean that the Federal Reserve will be adopting the XRP token for cross-border payments. If the SEC is going after Federal Reserve like they did Ripple, the Fed will know how we all felt. The SEC's investigation is stupid, and we hope they win their case so they can begin using XRP and put my bags. Now, it's very interesting that they would mention XRP here. XRP is working with various governments on creating a CBDC. Let's type it in. XRP, CBDC, CBDC. Let's type it in, and you'll see right here. Almost everywhere on the internet, you'll find these articles. Ripple in talks with over a dozen governments for CBDC. That's October 16, 2023 from Financial News London. And it goes on. So I want to type in SEC investigation. Investigation. You got to sound your shit out. You know what I'm saying? Now I type in SEC investigation. The first thing that should pop up here is the story about the Federal Reserve. It does not. Let's go down. Let's look. Do we see anything? No, we don't see anything on the homepage in regards to this story. Nothing on the homepage of this story. All right, let's go. Let's hit the news tab. Okay, let's type in Federal Reserve and see what happens. I swear that's got to be an April Fool's joke. This has to be an April Fool's joke by Bitcoin Magazine. It's a really good one too. Oh, they got me. They haven't said it, but I'm pretty sure this is a really good April Fool's joke. Oh, when they got me. Because I don't see it. This is why you always got to fact check, right? Oh, this is a really good joke. This is so good. Oh, wow. Yep. Damn. See, man, I was hoping and a wishing, but nope, they got me. Good job, Bitcoin Magazine. You got me. That was brilliant.
Hotep.
Oh, man, that was brilliant. Oh, damn well these niggas ain't investigating. So, well, that's that. You said you hate April Fools? I love April Fools. I love April Fools. You know, it keeps you on your toes. You know what I'm saying? And April Fools is good because, you know, the lesson here is every day should be treated like April Fools. Okay? Every day should be treated like April Fools. You should look at, you know, every single headline, every single story as if the day is April Fool's Day. You should just do that because you'll find out that half the shit you see on the timeline is not real. All right, let's get in the bag. Like I said, we got some real shit to talk about. I want to start right here. This shit funny to me. I had this personality on my channel in the past. I'll reserve comment on that interview. Let you guys watch it at your own leisure. But she says, I will never be the right type of black. And honestly, I don't want to. Let's take a look.
There is no redemption. There is no conversation. It is whatever we say about you is truth and you're done.
One friend did it with us. He heard our side of the story and he was just like, oh, wow, this is completely understandable. I see where you guys are coming from. Then he writes us later on.
Shout out to Gothics. Gothics TV is her new documentary.
We weren't the right type of black friend.
I breaks on this. I don't know how much out of this time I need that I'm at right now. I need to clear my head. I haven't been feeling myself. I think it's time for me to take a break. Like, I just feel like I'm kind of floating without any purpose right now. They brought up my boyfriend. They wanted to know if he was white, because if he was, that would have made sense to them of why I was acting like this.
Seeing people automatically say, okay, the reason you have a problem with this is because you're racist is an issue for me. I said, we need to stop doing this. I'm talking in a matter of 24 hours, I became...
Is this a coon documentary?
Of course, of 4 days, I had more racism towards me from other people that looked like me than in my entire existence on this planet. What's the next step once they realize I can't, you know, attack someone on social media and make them disappear? So what do we got to do now? Is physical assault okay? And I just see like these pools of blood and I'm like, okay, I'm panicking now.
What? Now, here's my issue. You're complaining about not being black enough and being attacked by black folks, but this is your header. There's a million things in the world. There's an infinite number of things that could have occupied the space of your ex-header Gothics. And you chose the troll route. You chose the troll route. And there's actually nothing wrong with that. However, if you choose to troll, you got to take what comes with that. You got to take what comes with that. It comes with being a troll. You got to eat that. You got to take that on the chin. You can't just make a documentary about, oh my God, woe is me, I'm a coon. What are we making documentaries about? Gothics, what are you doing, yo? I'm not going to say most, but some of Gothics, say every time I see Gothics content, it's about I'm not black enough. And we went over this last week. You're not black enough. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be black. But don't cry about not being black. Just live your life and stop talking about black people. If in your header is trolling, this is your header right here, right? The Little Mermaid. How many Uncle Hotep talked about this before, and we said everybody in this conversation is retarded because you're talking about some child show and you mad because the mermaid's black. Y'all corny for even arguing about the Little Mermaid. All of y'all corny from arguing about the Little Mermaid. It's corny. You're an adult. Like we should have more important things to talk about than the Little Mermaid. But if you're going to do this, you should expect vitriol from the black community because you've taken the position of the red whites. Not to say either side is right or wrong. Like I said, it's both stupid, but you've picked a side. You could have talked about anything in the world. You could have talked about economics. Is she trolling with the doc? I hope she's trolling, but it seems like she's serious. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. I got a nice bag here for you. And this story right here needs to be discussed. And I'm going to have to spend some more time on it. Okay? I'm going to have to spend a considerable amount of time on this conversation. Okay? Because I just don't want to talk about, not good enough blacks, not being black or some shit. Like, what are we talking about here, people? You're not black enough. Just take the L on the chin and go. Stop talking about black people and you won't have to worry about it. Look at this headline. It says, woman wants to know, how are men so good at hiding all the stressful things in their lives? How are men so good at hiding all the stressful things in their lives? Well, you know what this answer comes back to? The answer comes back to fathers. This is a father thing. And then we're gonna start with parents, then we're gonna work our way down to children. So two situations. You have a single father and you have a single mother. Okay. And a single father has a different experience, or a man has a different experience from a woman. We were talking about this yesterday where a person decided to live their life for a year as a man, and then by the end of the year was over, they wanted to kill themselves. They weren't equipped to live life as a man. They didn't grow up as a man. So you don't know what it's like to be a man. Okay? So what is it that makes it so that men handle their stress better than women? So before we get into that, I want to just, again, highlight single dads and single moms. What are the traits that a single dad going to hand down to his children, regardless of gender? Traits of being a man. What are the traits that are going to be handed down from a single mom to their kids, regardless of gender? Traits of being a woman. Okay. Cool. Now, that statement that I framed this conversation in is going to make sense as I move into my explanation. A little boy is born, a little girl is born. A little boy falls, and a little girl falls. Who do we reach to help first? The little girl. A little boy cries, and a little girl cries. Who do we console? The little girl. We tell the little boy, toughen up. We tell the little girl, come here, baby, it's gonna be okay. You see, women are raised knowing that they have a safety net. Women are raised knowing that there will always be sympathy for them. Men know we are grown from a little boy to know there is no sympathy for us. There is no safety net. If a single man has a baby, if a single woman has a baby, we all know that the woman is going to reach for government and she will get that every single day. Okay, so women know that at the very least, there's going to be a safety net. Now let's come back to the single mother and the single father. Single father raising his children, going to raise them how he thinks life should be as a man. So his daughter is going to, in most scenarios, be raised rather tough. He's going to say, no, you're going to need to learn how to deal with stress. So you're going to notice that girls with a strong masculine father in their life who spent a lot of time with them is going to handle stress better than somebody raised by a single mom. And the same thing for the little boy raised by a single mom. He is not going to be able to handle stress because he handles stress like a woman would, and his mother always provided a safety net for him. So when he gets older, he handles things like a woman and he's very emotional, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of this stuff comes back to, like I said, fatherhood. Fatherhood. It comes back to boys versus girls and that safety net. We were raised in the darkness. We were born in the darkness. You are just now getting hip to it because you become an adult and you're like, what is this stress? Where's my safety net? How do I deal with this stress? Men have been grown since a little boy to know that nobody cares about your tears. When a girl cries, everybody cries. When a boy cries, everybody laughs. We are raised our entire life knowing nobody cares. A woman, it's the complete opposite. Somebody cares. And that's the reason why men handle stress better. Because we had to. Because we have to. Because nobody cares. And it's just that simple. It's just that simple. Today's Super Chat goal is $44. Thank you to everybody that helps me reach that goal. All right, let's move on. This is a favorite subject of mine, the concept of liberty and freedom. David Hogg, you guys know David Hogg, the son of an FBI agent who's anti-gun or something like that. Anti-gun rights, he's a gun grabber or some shit, I don't know. He says you can't effing claim to love freedom when half your agenda is controlling what half the population does with their bodies and stop people from accessing gender-affirming care simply so they can exist as who they are. Bigotry and patriarchy are antithetical to freedom. Now, you know what? He's absolutely correct. He's right. He's right. And this is what I've been saying for a really long time. Everybody gets on these crap apps, and what do they say? Oh, liberty and freedom. And I'm like, yo, you know, liberty and freedom ain't good. It comes to a certain point where somebody's got to cut that shit the fuck off. You got to cut it. You got too much freedom. And that's what America is. It's got too much freedom. And it steals freedom from where it's supposed to be and adds freedom where it shouldn't be. This is why I always say, hey, you know, some of y'all running around calling yourselves capitalists and saying communism's bad and fascism bad. And I'm over here like, yo, I'm a Hotep fascio communist. I'm a fascist and a communist because it was up to me. It wouldn't be no German affirming care in Hotepistan.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
You want some German? You want me to affirm your agenda? Get in the ring. Let's beat your ass and see and affirm. That's what the fuck we going to do. Toughen the fuck up. That's how you affirm your gender. Hop in the ring. Go a couple of rounds sparring. That's how you affirm your gender. Some of these motherfuckers ain't never been in the ring. They ain't had no daddy at home. And that's why they need somebody to affirm their gender. It's called no daddy at home syndrome.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
That's what this shit comes back to. You see, we're talking about fatherhood today. This comes back to having a strong father, not submitting your children to the public school education. Too much freedom. Now, you can't say America is this bastion of freedom, then get upset when you got people wanting to do all sorts of weird shit with the gender. That's what comes along with liberating Greece. The bullshit, the debauchery, the decadence. This is just facts. These are the facts, people. Do you want freedom or do you want a righteous society?
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Hotep Jesus wants a righteous society. I don't want freedom. I would declare my own freedom through
my exertion of power.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Freedom comes with power. Freedom comes with power. You want to know why they got a visibility day for them people? Because they got power. You know why they was able to slap you in the face on Easter with the visibility day? Because you have no power.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
All you do is give your power to the left. You wake up, you open your fake newspaper, a.k.a. the X app, and you find what the left talking about, and you give them all your power. You ain't wake up and tell people, hey, we reading this verse in the Bible today. You ain't wake up and say, here's how you put together the AR-15. You ain't wake up today and affirm, you ain't affirm nothing. I wake up and your favorite accounts is posting tea people all day long. Uncle Hotep woke up this morning, found a wholesome video from high school. He said, I post wholesome videos from these high schoolers. You post high school videos. We are not the same.
Oh, this is a Hotep, brother.
Huh? Your grifter class, which is the buffer between you and the political class, has betrayed you. They have betrayed you and they've misled you and they've led you down a path of being a loser. They've sent you down a path of defeat. And you gobble it up because, oh, we own the left today. We own the left today. I saw somebody say, I'm going to show you what they said. Actually, let me bring up what they said and it's going to just drive my point home some more. Look at here. Look at here. Look at here. And it's funny, I say shit and then people don't even know it, but they provide the ammo for my point. How you gonna argue with me and provide the ammo for my point? It makes no sense. Let's put this up on the screen. So this was in response to my tweet about a national day of silence from leftism. And this person here says, hard to do that since the left owns art, business, media, sports media, government, culture, education, from preschool to grads. From preschool to grads. You see the word he used here? You see the word he said? Hard to do since the left owns art, business, media, sports, government, culture, education. And you wake up and you think a bunch of likes and retweets and ratio and it's owning the left. The left owns everything.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
The left owns you. How you gonna own something that the left own? You can't own the left when the left own you. Them retweets ain't doing shit. You send your kids to school, they come back home with their dick chopped off. You send your kids to school and they come back home with a Band-Aid on their arm. Cause the school told them you don't need mommy's permission to get the jab. You talking about you own the left. No, the left owns you. And this is the issue today. And this is the issue today. These motherfuckers wake up playing some weird video game of ownership. But in the real world, when you log the fuck off, they have no power. And that's what this comes back to. Freedom is the existence of power. It is the and the lack of freedom is a lack of power. As a man, you don't want freedom, you want power.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
As a man, you don't go around saying, I want liberty and I want freedom and liberation. That's bitch shit. That's feminine energy. I don't want freedom. I want power. I don't want freedom. I want power. This is why they took Black Power away and replaced it with Black Lives Matter. They took something masculine and replaced it with feminine, and they did it with the red whites, and they did it with the blue whites, they did it with the red blacks, and they did it with the blue blacks. And they did it with the yellow blacks and the yellow whites that call themselves libertarian. They call themselves the Liberty Movement. The Liberty Movement. You know what? Hotepistan is the power movement.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepGenius.com.
Huh? We want liberty. We want liberation. I want freedom. You sound like a bunch of bitches. That's what you sound like to me. Sound like a bunch of punks. You sound like a bunch of women. Where's your daddy at? I need to have a talk with your daddy to find out how the fuck you ended up like this. So when David Hogg gets up here and says shit like, yo, they got Trans Visibility Day because it's a free country, he's fucking right. He's fucking right. That's why I keep telling y'all this freedom shit is some bullshit. Every society needs a healthy amount of motherfucking fascism.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Every society needs a healthy amount of fascism. Somebody at some point gonna need a boot in their ass. Now, who gonna be the one giving the boot? That's the question. That's gonna determine how your society, because if the T people is putting a boot in your ass, you know what's coming. But y'all playing online. Y'all playing, oh, we own the libs. Oh, I owned him. I ratioed him under his own tweet. He gonna ratio your little nigga's dick off his body in a minute you keep fucking around. He gonna ratio you to the point you ain't got no guns. You ain't got no freedom. You ain't got no freedom of speech. Talking about you own the left. No, the left owns you. They own everything around you. Because you're too busy playing online. Stealing people's attention. Stealing people's money. And I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of y'all. And I'm not even mad at the grifters because the grifters are going to exist. But they only exist because you motherfuckers tolerate this shit. Because you retweet these dirty motherfuckers. These same motherfuckers got on the internet and told you, get the jab. Right-wing influencers, prominent news outlets, supposed to be independent media, told you that you were stupid if you ain't got it. They called you a dope for not getting it. And you still get your information from these people? You still get your information from these people? Huh? That's stupid. Hold on a second. I got something else to bring up. I had somebody by the name of Yoel Israel in my mentions this weekend. Acting like a bitch. Let's pull this up. I forgot to put the disclaimer on today. You're right. So I say here, y'all still get your social and political commentary from people who promoted and took the vax? Here come Yoel Israel. If someone changed positions, what is wrong with that? Those willing to admit they were wrong, do they get any credit? Especially for unrelated commentary? I responded as such. My first response was, fuck no. But I took a second and I tried to be decent about it. And I said there are three basic kinds of decisions. Minor, major, life or death. If you fail in the life or death situations, you don't get a second chance. Either you dead or you killed somebody. Especially when the information was widely available. Oh, the Jewish versus Christian thread? I might get into that. You think I should get into that, Jabari? Actually, I will. I'm going to go into that right after this. Because that thread was fire. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. Niggas had me tweeting threads and shit. He continues. He says, I may be the only person in Israel who did not get the shot. That leaves me with no one to trust on anything. Some of my best investment advice are from those who did take the poison, then changed their mind, but their investment advice was great. I still listen to them for investments. I said, but you off topic, so we can't even listen to you. He's way off topic. I said, people who promoted and took it. Scott Adams, I'm giving him a little bit of leeway. He an old fart. That's my white uncle, but he an old fart. But he ain't tell us to go get the shit. He might have used, some of his persuasion voodoo magic, But he never came out and told you were stupid like the Daily Wire cast, Ben Shapiro and Jordan Peterson. These are two motherfuckers I'm really talking about. Now, what's my point? My point is, you got your information from these people about, you know, what Congress member was fucking one Congress member and just a whole bunch of shit that don't matter. It's just soap operas for adults. Fine. Then when the life or death decision came down the pike, this is when you gotta be right. Life or death is on the line. What decision do you choose? And it wasn't a hard fucking decision. This wasn't a we're being invaded, what should we do decision. This is a very simple, the government wants to stick some foreign shit in your body. What do you do? The obvious fucking answer, especially if you're black, is no thank you. The rest of you motherfuckers who never had the black experience or learned from the black experience, followed your motherfucking Ben Shapiro's and all these motherfuckers at Daily Wire. Some of y'all still subscribe and give them your money. My point is not that you can't listen to these people. My point is you need to retract your support, and sometimes that comes in the form of attention, because when it mattered most, they fucking failed you. They failed you. It was a utter failure. So no, you do not get a second chance. I don't want to hear your shit. You're a fucking moron. The pandemic was an IQ test and you failed, stupid.
Hotep, you're a genius. Hotepjesus.com.
You know who didn't fail? The Hoteps.
Hotep.
That's who didn't fail the IQ test. So smart, you're dumb. So smart, you're dumb. Let's go to the Jews. Let's talk about the Jews. What time is it? That nigga's got me ranting on a Monday. So we got the anti-Semites, most of them uneducated. And this all stemmed from one of my tweets. You know, it said, if you've never read Industrial Society and Its Future, I don't even want to talk to you, right? And it's mostly, this was really just like a response to people, because I saw a meme and it said, I think it was from Matt Walsh and them, and it was like, one of them was like this industrialized society, and the other one was a society living in huts. And they said, you know, the industrialized society is one with alcohol, and the other one is the society with, marijuana. So because they've been smoking marijuana, they didn't produce anything, right? So the first thing I go is, oh, these people really love this industry, this industrial society. They really love this shit. They think this shit is good, right? And as I said before, I said, if your advanced civilization is not created in harmony with nature, then you've advanced and civilized nothing. In fact, it's probably a regression. Okay. So this person here says, if you have read the Communist Manifesto, I don't even want to talk to you. In which I responded, if you have not read the Communist Manifesto, I don't even want to talk to you. You got to study your enemy. Then he goes, Marx was Jewish. Every aspect of communism is Jewish. And to that I responded, you could make the same argument for capitalism. And I can, and I'm going to show you right now. I've read everything on this subject. Everything. Everything. We're going to go right here. You got to go read this. We're going to pull this up on your screen. Got to read this book. Where is it? Oh, wait. He looks like he's written a bunch of things on this subject matter. Here we go.
right here. Let's put this up on your screen. This is an excellent document, by the way. Just people that want to understand our world. This one is called, written by a Jew. It's called The Jews in Modern Capitalism. 291 pages. Fabulous, fabulous document. You can learn a lot by reading this. We're not going to dive into this today, but it's called Jews in Modern Capitalism. Wonderful, wonderful fucking document. You should all read it. So coming back to my previous statement, without getting too deep in the weeds, I said you can make the same argument for capitalism. And this is why you can't really do the whole all Jews are bad thing, because if it wasn't for Murray Rothbard, where would we be? You know? So let's continue down the rabbit hole. So Paladin says, what is the Hotep's view on Jews in power? Is it a planned takeover or happenstance? And then I said, glad you asked. Knowledge is power. Those who prioritize education will have more power. See, we're right back to that word power. Jews go to Jewish built schools. Whites are indoctrinated in Rockefeller government education. You don't stand a chance. Whites send their kids to schools to learn business and liberal arts. Jews study law, finance, and medicine. You don't stand a chance. When the crowns of Europe chose decadence over education, they needed a Jew to count their money. Jews make better life decisions. Jews follow the canon story. Whites follow the remake by Constantine. You don't stand a chance. Jews speak an ancient and mystical language. You speak English, the bastardized language of German. You don't stand a chance. Jews report crimes within their community to their religious leader. You report crimes in your communities to the constables of government. You don't stand a chance. Jews govern themselves. You have a government. You don't stand a chance. You mock the results of a planned degradation of the black community, and now you cry when it's your turn. I have no sympathy. You don't stand a chance. While you watch from the sidelines the oppression of the African diaspora, you did not see the planned degradation of white communities. You don't stand a chance.
Oh, this is the Hotep, brother.
Now, all of a sudden, the FBI is the bad guy. Now, all of a sudden, the medical and big pharma's the bad guy. Nigga, we've been dealing with this shit. Now, all of a sudden, fentanyl crisis. What'd you say during the crack era? Super predators, lock them up. Should we say that about your kids with fentanyl overdoses when they went through the meth crisis? You didn't say that about your kids when they ended up on meth. Now, oh my God, China did it and all this other shit. You waited too long. You didn't pay attention. While blacks was getting their asses handed to them by progressive policies and Republican decisions, shout out to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was mad progressive now that I think about it. Anyway, what did you do? You sat by. You sat by idly. I can't even say that you watched, because if you watched, you just seen what was, we would have seen what was going on. And now all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, the roosters come home to roost. Now you realize, oh shit, but it was happening to you at the same exact time. You just didn't see it because it was happening to black folks. But it was happening to you at the same exact time. You just didn't feel it the same. Because you said, at least I ain't the niggas. At least I ain't black. But now, oh, you feeling the pain now. Now all of a sudden, you motherfuckers don't trust government and all this other shit. You're late. You're late. You're late. And this is why your leadership had y'all taking the jab. Told y'all you were stupid if you ain't take the jab. Because you ain't study history. If you would have studied black history, you'd have known, hey, man, the government be doing some funny shit. But you looked at black history and said, I don't got to pay attention to shit because this only applies to black people. No, it's going to apply to your ass at some motherfucking point. And now it applies to you. Now all of a sudden you motherfuckers want to pay attention. When the black community was running around telling you like, yo, I don't know if I trust these medications. They'll learn. They will learn sooner or later. Sooner or later, they will learn. What else we got in here? Let's do this. Yeah, let's go here. Let's round off the conversation right here. Then we're going to go to phone lines. Text Hotep in your name to 202-596-5631. Hopefully you got some good questions today. Come with your questions. Come with your questions. Come with your questions. We got a Hotep history lesson today. One rooted in power and not struggle. That's what Hoteps deal with. We deal with power. We don't deal with struggle. Today's Hotep history lesson is from Hotep Dodus, president of Hotep Nation. Let's take a listen.
What's shaking, everybody? President Hotep Dupes here, and today we're going to be talking about William Ellison Jr. Now, William was born enslaved as April Ellison in Winnsboro, South Carolina in 1790. He was originally named after the month he was born in, and from the ages of 10 to 16, he apprenticed as a blacksmith, a carpenter, and a cotton gin maker. He worked, but most of his earnings went back to his slave owner. He would eventually save enough money to purchase his freedom.
We got to stop right here. Because, not in this particular station, but the concept of buying your freedom. You know, when I first heard that slaves were buying their freedom, it made me first say, how? How? How you gonna buy your freedom if somebody else owned you? How is it you collect capital to buy that freedom? So there's a big part of this story of slavery nobody's talking about. If slave master was so bad, if I was an evil slave master, your money is my money. You ain't got no money, slave. You ain't got no money, nigga. So obviously at the time of slavery, there had to be some decorum to allow a slave to acquire capital and not steal it from. Now, I'm not saying that there weren't slave masters who didn't steal from the slaves. I'm sure there were. But this just completely changes things as far as what was slavery really like? If somebody was able to acquire capital and then purchase their freedom. I thought the white man was so bad and evil. He let you go free. He let you have money. He let you work on something outside of his plantation to earn money. Wow. So all these little documentaries and Hollywood movies. Remember, I told you the lies don't come in the form of lies. They come in the form of omission. The shit they leave out. They leave out these details. I want to see a documentary. I want to see a Hollywood movie on how these people are acquiring the capital. What are you doing? What are you selling on the side? Let's go back.
And in June of 1816, April bought his freedom and changed his name to William after his father and former slave owner. In 1817.
Now they tell you that the slave master was evil. Meanwhile, this dude was like, man, slave master, that's my daddy, and I'm going to name myself after him. Must not have been too fucking bad. Must not have been too fucking evil if you named yourself after the motherfucker.
William moved to Sumter County and established himself as a cotton gin maker. At first, William employed and paid fair wages to artisan freedmen, but this business practice would soon show to be a problem. William's profits were obviously significantly less than his slave-owning counterparts, so the solution was clear and obvious to William. In 1820, William purchased his first slave and business picked up immediately.
Nigga got free. First thing he did was buy a slave. Where is this history and why is it not being taught? Shout out to Doe Dupes for this digging up of just great resources.
1850, William owned 386 acres of land and 37 slaves. Damn. His sons owned an additional 16 slaves. Despite this
His son got slaves too?
process, white slave owners rarely wanted anything to do with William or any black freedman for that matter, and they'd often try to avoid paying him. By 1852, William increased his land holdings to over 1,000 acres, and by 1860, William was South Carolina's largest Negro slave owner. Only 5% of the people owned as much real estate as William, and his wealth was 15 times greater than the state's average for whites, with an estate worth $43,500 or $1.5 million adjusted for inflation.
Nigga was getting money. Slave was getting money.
William owned more slaves than 99% of all slave owners of the South at 171 slaves.
Damn! They still got 171 slaves. Ha ha. Ha ha. Bro.
During the Civil War, William was a staunch supporter of the Confederacy. His grandson joined the Confederate artillery unit, and he turned his plantation over from cotton cash crop production to farming food supplies for the Confederacy.
Damn. Nigga said, hey, listen, man, I got 171 slaves. They ain't taking these niggas from me. Here goes some food. Take my grandson.
He also invested a considerable amount of money into Confederate bonds, which were worthless at the end of the war.
That's true. Them shits was worthless at the end of the war. All right, let's go back. Hold on. We got more where that came from. Hold on. We got more where that came from. Let me go. I got to reach my arm down in the bag, deep down in the bag. All right, here we go. Now we got to do some reading here. I know some of you niggas just got off the plantation and some of y'all can't read. We're going to do some reading now. Let's get that one. Okay, here we go. Let's pull this up, not in any order. So Doe says here, being married during slavery was ridiculous. Free husbands and wives used to threaten to sell each other back into slavery during arguments. This is also how they got their children to behave. I'm sorry, but this is hilarious to me, says Doe too. So Chef Kiva says, can you imagine if social media existed back then? This motherfucker really sold me because I ain't come back before dark. So let's take a look. Did he have any white slaves? Look, matter of fact, Doe's digging up some shit right now, but I'm going to show you a book. Hold on, I'm about to find it. White Slaves, African Masters, American Barbary Captivity Narratives. Okay, this is by Paul Bapler. White Slaves, African Masters. So y'all go do your research. Hold on, let's read this right here while we're still here. Okay. We bust narratives over here. The writer personally knew a man in Cumberland County, Virginia, whose mother was purchased by his father, who had first bought himself. Becoming enamored of a man's slave, she gave him her husband's manumission papers that they might escape together to free soil. Upon detecting this plot, the officers of the law got the impression that her husband had turned over the papers to the slave and arrested the freedman for the supposed offense. He had such difficulty in extricating himself from this complication that his attorney's fees amounted to $500. To pay them, he disposed of his faithless wife for that amount. And he summarizes here. He says, man frees his wife. Wife cheats on him with a man who's still enslaved. Steals her husband's freedom papers and gives it to him so they can escape. Gets her husband jammed up with the law. Husband's lawyer's fees are $500. Sells his wife to cover the legal fees. It was a dirty game. We got more. Hold on. Here's another one. The consensus records show that the majority of the Negro owners of slaves were such from the point of view of philanthropy. In many instances, the husband purchased a wife or vice versa. The slaves belonging to such families were few compared with the large numbers found among the whites on the well-developed plantations. Slaves of Negroes were, in some cases, the children of a free father who had purchased his wife. If he did not thereafter emancipate the mother, as many such husbands failed to do, his own children were born his slaves and were thus reported to the enumerators. Some of these husbands were not anxious to liberate their wives immediately. They considered it advisable to put them on probation for a few years. And if they did not find them satisfactory, they would sell their wives as other slaveholders disposed of Negroes. Damn, it's a dirty game.
Oh, this is a hotel, brother.
This is a dirty game. This would be a sick-ass Boondocks episode. You right, Jay. You right, Jay's World. Think about that. Be like, hey, bitch, I like you and shit, but you ain't going to be free. Well, at least another 3 years. I got to see how you cook. I got to see how your sandwiches is. I got to see how you throw it back. I got to see how faithful you is. You act up, you going right back there to Master Smith. I'm taking your ass. Imagine getting an argument with your wife. She ain't ironing your shit right. Do I got to take your ass back to Master Smith? These are the histories we are missing out on, not as black people, as a people as a whole. As a people as a whole. This is why history has to be taught. Has to be taught. All of it has to be taught. No omission. No omission. That being said, we're going to go to phone lines. Text Hotep your name to 202-596-5661. Text Hotep your name to 202-596-5631. And I'll be right back after this short, brief commercial. Brzeek.